Every day, we make choices in our lives that affect the environment, the climate, and other creations. Did you know that every plastic toothbrush you've ever used from years ago may still be somewhere on this planet? Yeah, right, this is true. We've been hearing a lot about the word sustainability, and to a great extent, relate it with the environment. Well, the environment is a big part of sustainability, and I'm going to expound on it in part in this episode in relation to the beauty industry. But what I will be diving on a deeper level is the sustainability in our lives. Hello there, beautiful people. This is your host, Nikki Tang, and today our episode will be about sustainability. First, what is sustainability? What comes to mind when we hear sustainability? Sustainability comes in many forms and has many benefits. But have you ever wondered what it means to live sustainably? Listen on to learn what sustainable living looks like and how you can achieve it in your life. Sustainability is meeting the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Sustainability, no doubt, improves the quality of our lives, protects our ecosystems, and preserves natural resources for future generations. In the corporate world, sustainability is associated with an organization's holistic approach, taking into account everything from manufacturing to logistics to customer service. Regardless of who we are, where we live, and what we do, we all have a moral obligation to each other, our future generations, and other species to sustain the planet. In the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development adopted by all United Nations member states in 2015, they have released 17 Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, and among them are two sustainable goals that I advocate. One is ensure healthy lives and promote well-being for all at all ages. And second, achieve gender equality and empower all women and girls. In the first SDG that I embrace as a leader in the beauty industry, I would like to highlight the importance of health in beauty and how a healthy lifestyle reflects on one's skin. For example, in the overall appearance. The role of health to the overall beauty of an individual cannot be underrated. It goes beyond the physical appearance, thus emphasizing on mental health as well. If you have been following me, I'm all for gender equality and empowering for all women and girls. You see, we have to start empowering our daughters even at their younger age. When we empower daughters with knowledge, we're giving them the power to make choices, including those about their beauty. It's not just about makeup. It's about making informed decisions that will shape their lives. To all women out there, let's talk about a goal close to my heart. Gender equality. I say, no more to beauty standards that discriminate. It's about leveling the playing field because every woman deserves a fair shot, feeling confident and beautiful in her own skin. Let's break those barriers and redefine what beauty means. There are two past episodes that will highlight the two SDGs that I advocate. One is redefining wellness, a focus on healthy work-life balance. And the other one is The Power of Women Beyond Beauty. Both contain powerful messages about healthy lifestyle and women empowerment, which are important in the sustainable growth of the society. Well, all of the episodes that I publish are created with passion and carefully thought of. If you don't want to miss out on every episode that I release, be sure to subscribe to any podcast platform of your preference like Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you think an episode or two will resonate with the life situation of a friend or a colleague, kindly share the episode with them. Moving on, sustainability, my friends, isn't just a buzzword. It's the secret sauce that flavors every aspect of our lives. Picture this, a world where we thrive without compromising the playground we call Earth. Now, when it comes to business, we often hear this notion that social and environmental concerns are often considered to be in conflict with financial goals, right? But guess what? It's sustainability, especially when it comes to the most important asset of any business, it's people. Imagine a workplace where employee well-being, growth, and fulfillment aren't just afterthoughts, but are woven into the very fabric of the company's DNA. It's not just good for the planet. It's fantastic for the morale, productivity, and collective spirit of the workforce. And here's the deal. In a world where profits sometimes take the front seat, we need to flip the script. Sustainability isn't a roadblock. It's the pathway to a future where businesses not only survive, but thrive. It's about recognizing that the green agenda isn't at odds with the black and white of financial goals. I consider them dance partners in a symphony of success. When we talk sustainability, we're talking about creating a business model that not only lasts, but leaves a positive mark on the world. In our business, I'm all for shifting the narrative, champion sustainability, and prove that it's not just a moral high ground. It's a smart business move. After all, in a world that's changing faster than we can keep up, sustainability isn't just an option. It's the way forward, and it starts with the people who make businesses more than just a balance sheet. As promised, I'm going to talk about beauty in connection with sustainability. Being in this industry, I come across so many brands now using the word sustainable to describe their products, but it can be difficult to know who is actually walking that walk when it comes to beauty. So what then is sustainable beauty? Sustainable beauty began as early as 1944 according to research. Wow, has it been that long? But why only now that it seems to be a buzzword and has developed today into full-fledged movement? How did we get here and where are we going? Now more than ever, many consumers understand the importance of reducing their carbon footprint. There is a growing awareness that rally cries for decreasing waste in the manufacturing of cosmetic products and replacing non-renewable materials such as single-use plastics with more eco-friendly alternatives. In addition, an increased awareness of gender issues, particularly gender neutrality and gender fluidity, has created demand for products that cross gender barriers. Some savvy manufacturers now market products directly to men or to those who do not fall near either the end of the gender spectrum. The move toward greater environmental stewardship on the part of cosmetic and personal care product manufacturers holds within it the possibility of substantial marketplace gains. There have been a lot of market studies that show that consumers are willing to pay more for products that treat Mother Earth with care. As I close with this episode, I enjoin everyone to move forward. Let's not just talk about sustainability. Let's live it. Thanks for joining me today. My heart is full whenever I hear feedback from my audience. Your feedback means the world to me, and I want to know them. You can actually rate the episode by entering your comments in the section below the podcast platform of your preference. Until next time, stay green, stay gorgeous. It's been a pleasure sharing my thoughts with you today. I hope this episode gave you a fresh perspective or an aha moment. Remember, we're all capable of achieving great things, and I'm here to cheer you on. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you in the next episode.